Thanks. So the content of the consultation. Patients are sent the holistic needs assessment prior to their appointment, and we're seeing all patients who are completing treatment for early breast cancer. So they've either had surgery, chemotherapy and radiotherapy. They may still be going on with their endocrine therapies, and some of them are having Herceptin, but we're talking to patients. We felt this was the best time. It's usually about 6 to 8 weeks after they finish radiotherapy. This seems like the prime time when patients want to meet with us. We discuss their previous and ongoing treatment, and many patients have lots of questions, actually. Some of them don't really remember why they had the chemotherapy first or what the role of the endocrine therapies is in their ongoing treatment. Using the holistic needs assessment, we look at ongoing physical and psychological concerns. And although patients have often been told already their plan for follow-up and surveillance, they don't all remember. I think we give so much information throughout the pathway. One of the comments from one of my oncology colleagues when we started this was, I don't know why you're doing it, because we've told them all this already. But actually, the number of patients that don't remember all of these things is really interesting. We talk about signs and symptoms of recurrence, and this is probably one of the most challenging things I think I find in the clinic, is the fear of recurrence is palpable sometimes from these women. And actually, just giving people the opportunity to air that and talking to people about signs and symptoms helps to allay some of those fears. People are really, really worried every time they get a headache, an ache or a pain, and we need to normalise some of that, that people are going to get the same illnesses that they've had before, the same aches and pains, and give them some structure around the kind of things they might need to worry about. So I'd say to patients, you know, if you have a backache that you've had for a couple of weeks, it's not going away, it's out of context, you haven't been digging the garden, moving house, all of those things, something that you can't think, I know why I've got that, then give us a call. And actually that helps people get some structure and some relief around the things they need to worry about, because it is a key concern for patients. I think one of the things that probably hits me in all of this work is there are some patients who are very distressed around fear of recurrence, and what we don't have at the moment are good interventions for dealing with that, and that's certainly a key area of research for the future. We have some programs and services available for support and recovery. So we have a service in the hospital called Surviving Cancer Living Life, which is a telephone support service when patients have their own care manager. And it's a telephone intervention where patients are rung on a regular basis. And it's very helpful for patients who are aiming for certain goals, and they use motivational interviewing techniques to support them. We also work with Breast Cancer Care with the Moving Forward program, and I'll show you a slide about that later on. Health promotion is very key. We talk about teachable moments, and actually this is a really good time for talking about smoking, alcohol, obesity, exercise. A lot of patients put on weight during treatment, and we all know that body image is huge for these patients. Actually, some practical advice around weight loss and exercise is really, really important. People really want to talk about that, and they want to think about their options, and we certainly run some weight management courses within the hospital for patients. All sorts of further information. I think in the first few weeks of running the thing, we were caught out. There was lots of stuff coming up about insurance and mortgages and things that we didn't have information to hand about. And so we had to do some fairly sort of quick running around to really think about what other information that we would need to support the clinic. And it's a really key time for reinforcing the key worker contact. A lot of patients think at the end of treatment that they can't then ring their CNSs or come back to people in the future. And I was really surprised about that. But there is something about them thinking that these contacts are for during treatment, and just reiterating that we're still here and no one's going away. And then finally, we agree a care plan, an ongoing care plan, which shows the patient's ongoing surveillance, lists the issues that they've highlighted as concerns, and the agreement that we've made about things that we're going to do, where they've been referred on to, and that is sent, a copy is given to the patient and to the GP. Have the next slide, please.